The Fish and Wildlife Service has already been making job cuts at wildlife refuges in the eastern U.S. Today, the agency is announcing plans for the Midwest, cutting 71 positions, or 20% of the refuge workforce in the region. 10 jobs, or 25% of the jobs at the 8 refuges and 2 wildlife management districts in Wisconsin, are slated to go over the next 3 years, all by not filling vacancies that occur. Nita Fuller is the refuge chief in the Midwest region. She says the service is not closing any refuges, so has to find other ways to cut costs.
With rising operational and personnel costs, we, as well as other regions of the refuge system, find ourselves with the need to reduce staffing in order to have enough funding to enable our stations to operate effectively.
Fuller acknowledges that more people are visiting U.S. wildlife refuges. Jeff Rook of Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility says visitors will find a workforce under pressure.
It's just going to make their job much harder and much less rewarding for them and the public, in the sense that increasingly the few people that are going to be left are going to be reduced to paper pushing.
Rook says he hopes a Congressional Refuge Caucus, co-chaired by Wisconsin Democratic House Member Ron Kind, we'll take a close look at the plan to cut wildlife refuge jobs. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.